Welcome to Inside Track, a conversation with New York's leading property management executives. I'm Carol Ott with Habitat Magazine, and my guest today is Mark Levine, principal of EBMG Management. It used to be that co-ops and condos always conducted formal business in person, but now virtual is the new norm. Mark, what were the triggers that moved co-op and condo boards to meet virtually and made this a legal way to conduct business?
Well, I think it all is back to COVID and the need to do an annual meeting or an open meeting digitally because you just couldn't trust that everybody would wear a mask. It wasn't safe even if you were wearing a mask, nobody knew. So they really set the process up during that time, and that was a good year that people started to get used to it. I think the second big step was when New York State said that corporations could meet virtually for annual meetings as a point of law. Most people now see the value of, okay, we don't have to go down to either a basement laundry room or we don't have to go to a rented hall to take 3 hours and go to a meeting. While we're eating dinner or right after, we could pop onto the Zoom. We can close it out when we're done, and we just go to bed. And I think that also says something for the people that are working these meetings. You know, I could tell you from management perspective and from the accounting perspective, now an accountant can go to 2 to 3 annual meetings a night if they wanted to, where you're blocking out their calendar for a whole night if they were coming in person. So there's a lot more experts that we could have because we could juggle around the timing a little bit better.
When you switched to annual meetings at your firm, who ran them and how did you do it?
I did all of them during COVID. I did because I wanted to get the process down. It got better every time. What I realized was the only way that a virtual annual meeting could run successfully is if you spend a lot of time before the annual meeting making sure that everything is up to date, everything is prepared, you have your ducks in a row.
When you say ducks in a row, what exactly are those ducks?
My workflow is always the same. I have a master spreadsheet for each building that has the apartment, it has the updated names of the shareholders, I have the share count, and then I create different columns. And when they're present, I put their shares in that column. When they're not present, nothing goes in there. And then I also break it down by present by in person or present by proxy. So like I will track in a column who's there in person and who's there by proxy, which is important later in the process. Each building is different with the way that they calculate the votes. So the same spreadsheet will have either the number of shares times the number of candidates. That's how many votes you have. Some are just pick your candidates and each one gets the shares of your apartment and you don't stack them or load them. And then my spreadsheet calculates everything. So in reality, it takes 30 minutes to count most buildings and the spreadsheet does all the calculations for us.
What about start times and people getting on Zoom? I mean, if the virtual annual meeting is scheduled for, let's say, 7 p.m., do you actually start then?
I will always open up the room 15 minutes before, and I encourage people to come in 15 minutes before the meeting.
And what about the Zoom options? The cameras, are they on? Audio, is it on? Things like that.
If it's a regular building that's not going to be contentious, we leave the microphones open with the ability to unmute yourself if you're muted. So always cameras on, but if there are people who are taking advantage of the situation and not acting in the best decorum, we will lock the audio of the meeting and say, please raise your hands and we will call on you and we will unlock your microphone. What we also do is in the lead up to the meeting, like a week or two before when we're sending out our reminders, we also ask that if you're calling into the meeting on a phone because you don't have Zoom or you'll be out of pocket, let us know the number that you're calling from. Because if they give us a phone number and a phone number shows up on Zoom, I already have that phone number listed on my spreadsheet and I can quickly glance at the spreadsheet to see who submitted phone numbers to see if that's one of those. And then I can also change their name to say, okay, apartment 4P signed in.
And what about proxies? How is that handled in this virtual environment?
So you tell me what proxies you have and then I ask you on the spot to email them to me. send me a picture of them, and I'll save them in my annual meeting folder for that building, and I'll sign in those apartments as a proxy. Whenever I'm signing people in, whether it's before the meeting, during the meeting, I ask if there are any proxies that anybody is holding, and whoever has them will go through them with me.
So now everyone is signed in, and it's time to vote. What's the protocol you use?
Every time I do a vote, if it's electronic only in nature, I set up a Google form. We'll send you a link at the meeting through the Zoom app, and we'll also send it through the building's distribution list, which makes it important because if somebody signs a ballot but they weren't noted on my spreadsheet as in the meeting, we don't count that, and that's why the spreadsheet is important. We'll extend the voting until, let's say, 10 a.m. the next morning. In a case of an online annual meeting, it's usually like a good marker. It allows everybody time to get to their computer to, you know, so you have proxies and you have a lot of votes you have to do. Sometimes sponsors have a bunch of votes they have to do. It gives everybody time, and then I will shut off the responses at 10 a.m., and I will go through and update my spreadsheet and do the count as the inspector of election, or we'll do another Zoom if there's an independent inspector of election that the board says, you know, this person, this shareholder, we would like them to monitor the vote with you. So we'll do a Zoom where I share my entire screen. They'll see both the Google results from the Google form itself, and then they'll see my spreadsheet. And we'll walk together through just allocating the votes that they set. So it's really quick to calculate.
You've had a great deal of experience running virtual annual meetings, but for co-op and condo boards who are just getting their feet wet or who want to up their virtual game, what would you advise them?
It's having the data at your fingertips to make sure that you know how you're going to be signing people in, having that spreadsheet available so that you could easily find people's names. It's knowing through the agenda who is going to speak from the board, whether it's committees or officers. It's knowing, just like in an annual meeting in person, who's going to be the inspector of election. We don't want to cause chaos when we're on a Zoom. So it's all about the before the meeting prep. It's creating the ballots the right way. It's having the spreadsheet available when people are coming into the meeting. It's having a host that knows how to rename people and work within Zoom properly, and also monitoring microphones and who's picking up background noise, because we want the meeting to be quiet and we want it to run smoothly. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on. You just have to be aware of it before you get on so you're prepared for it.
Thank you for sharing your experience today, Mark Levine of EBMG Management.